kuvele kujwayelekile ukuthi inyoka ungayifaka ekhoneni sifuna ukuyigongoda iba nolako olukhulu kakhulu kufana nezanu-PF nayo izikhathi eziningi uma sesisekhethweni ipower yabo seyi-threaten baba lodlame bahlukumeza abantu abangavumelani labo kwezepolitics so kuyinto ejwayelekileyo njalo ilihlazo iyasiyangisa emazweni wonke ukubana sihlala sitshayana sidongodana ngenxa yokhetho.
Lapha-ke ubona zani kungenziwani ukuze kuqedwe udlakela lolu?
Well, iZANU-PF ngokwayo kufanele i-discipline ama-members wayo. Kuqale ngomkhokheli weZANU-PF. Kwakufanele ukuthi ethi announce i-election ashe adile ngendaba ze-violence njengomkhokheli welizwe. Adenounce i-violence njalo amapholisa avunyelwe ukuthenge umsebenzi wabo abophe labo abahlanganela ku-violence.
Kodwa bengakwenza khonokho yini?
Ngokuswelakala kwenhlanhla amapholisa angeke akwenze ngezizathu ezishiyeneyo. Isizathu sokuqala ikubana kunamanye amapholisa angama-political activists. Amapholisa asuka ku-border gezi angeniswa ku-ZRP angama-perpetrators e-violence. Kuzoba namapholisa oqobo avalelwa ukwenza umsebenzi yithi amapolitians, especially labo abakuZANU-PF. Sibonile i-deputy minister ebethrethena ipholisa lapha emalangeni adluleyo. Yikho-ke okwenza amapholisa ehluleke ukwenza umsebenzi ngendlela.
Amabandla wona engenzani ngakhonokho?
Ngaphandle kokuvikela ama-members abo, okuzadala ukuthi baphethe be-retaliate ekuvikeleni kwama-members, udlame lube seluyamemetheka-ke. Kodwa-ke amanye ama-political parties amakhulu anjengabo-CCC, wa-encourage ukuthi atshele ama-members ukubana a-refrain from i-violence campaign ekuthuleni, uhlanganisela la iZANU-PF. Siyayicela ukubana eke yekele ukushaya abantu. Awungeke wakhe umuzi ngenduku.